And now, back to Tesh Matters with Jeff Boggs, New Iberia's only daily live call-in talk show.
I'm 12 minutes after 11 o'clock. Jeff Boggs back with you. My pleasure on Thursdays to welcome in Iberia Crime Stoppers. Remember, their tips line is 364-TIPS. But if you want to be a part of our show, 367-1240, 367-1240, as we welcome back Sergeant Stephen Guidry and Wynn Murphy, another member of the board, back with us. Good to see you guys again.
Likewise, Jeff. Thanks for having us again.
You bet. Wynn, good to see you again, sir. And I appreciate the aid in helping me remember your name.
Shame on you.
I know. I tell you. No, I appreciate. I do appreciate the effort, but I was just a little hurt that you wouldn't think I would remember you.
Come on. My apologies.
No, that's quite all right. Quite all right. Happy to have you guys with us. You know, we usually start the segment hoping to hear some success stories. Any to report today?
Yes, Jeff, we do.
Excellent.
We just in the past week alone, we've had some tips that have led to three different arrests.
Excellent.
From warrants. So these tips that people are calling in, they're working. They're working. I urge everybody out there, if you know something about something, Let me know.
Yeah, you know, we feature a crime of the week, but again, we're not looking for just tips on that particular crime.
That's
364 tips,
right.
Any crime.
That's absolutely right. Just like you say at the beginning, it's just the highlighted crime of the week. Doesn't mean the only crime that you can call in on. We want to know about everything, from little tiny misdemeanor warrants all the way up to felony apprehensions. I mean, and everything in between. Because if you think, you know, something is too small or too little to call in, that could be the little tiny piece that our detectives are looking for to, this is the last puzzle piece, if you will, to complete a crime.
And I appreciate the way you said that, you know, last piece of the puzzle. Maybe it's just the straw that breaks the camel's back, so
absolutely.
We
did have a really, really good arrest, I want to say a week and a half ago or so, that came from a tip. And this person, I believe, is going to be at IPJ for a really long time with the charges he got.
Very good.
It was all based off of a single tip of where this person was.
Excellent. Wynn, what have you been up to as a member of the board?
Well, right now, just this morning, Mike told me that we kicked off our campus Crime Stoppers, public schools and private schools. And it's a way for students to warn their counselors, their teachers, who have been informed about what's going on in school concerning drugs, weapons, and maybe vandalism. And so if they will report what they know to their counselors or teachers, they'll take the proper action. And, again, there is a reward. And if I'm not mistaken, it's a gift card of some kind.
Okay.
So we're trying to include everybody in this program that we have.
Yeah, you know, bullying has always been such a problem on every school campus. I think anybody's ever attended. This is a way for maybe to encourage folks, at least anonymously, to be able to offer up information about something nefarious going on without being termed a snitch or something like that. But it's a way someone can actually get the job done anonymously.
Absolutely right.
And it is anonymous. Whatever the student tells his counselor, it stays right there. And that's the only person this student is going to deal with.
Very good. And I would imagine they can also, you know, if you just get that information about the TIPS hotline, too, though, you know, they can certainly offer up that number, too.
Absolutely.
You know.
Yes, sir. I mean, that goes for anything. That TIPS line is for anybody.
Right.
Because, again, we don't know who you are. We don't know where you live. We don't know how old you are. We don't have any information on you personally. So those rewards are good for anybody.
There you go. Wynn, the board's going to meet, next Wednesday. Today is, yesterday was
That's
the first
correct.
Wednesday.
Second Tuesday of the month. Second Wednesday, I'm sorry.
So we'll have an opportunity maybe to award some money to some of these tipsters?
We get a report from our liaison here, and we go from there. And everything, of course, remains confidential there.
Very good. You know, last week, I think it was off mic, we talked about maybe reminding some folks about previous featured crimes of the week, maybe some updates on some of those.
Still working on some updates. In reference to the vehicle burglaries from Ryan Avenue and Crossbow Drive, All five of those suspects have been apprehended.
Good to hear.
There were five total, and five were charged.
Excellent, excellent. So that leads us to this week's featured crime of the week. Unfortunately, there have been more than one, but this is our featured crime.
Yes, sir. This one, again, it's another business burglary. On July 29th, about 3 o'clock in the morning, deputies responded to 100 Marie Street, which is the business of the Food and Fun, that Chevron station right there on Duperior and Marie Street. In reference to a business burglary, again, in progress, a neighbor heard his dog barking excessively and looked outside to see the doors of the business were shattered, and they immediately contacted 911. Deputies responded after being dispatched within 1 minute of the call, and but the suspects had already fled the scene. The managers of the business arrived after deputies cleared the store, and they pulled video surveillance, and it was observed that three suspects were involved in the burglary. One of the suspects used a brick to force entry through the glass doors, and it is unknown at this time how much merchandise was taken or where the suspects fled. But there were three total suspects. I could see in one of the surveillance cameras that a brick was picked up and smashed three times into the glass before they made entry.
Yeah, I was glad to hear about the video footage, not just their own, but I understand one of the neighboring businesses had some pretty good video.
Yes, sir, they did. And they contacted me and said that they had the video. I went, took a look at it. They said that they had just moved that one camera a couple days prior because it just happened. They said, let's just move the camera. And they moved the camera perfectly into the place of the Food and Fun. So we were able to see kind of an area where the suspects came from and kind of an area where the suspects fled to. But it was outstanding footage that they had.
Yeah, I live pretty close to that place, and I'm there on occasion. And I was there Saturday probably around noon, and I was like, oh, no, what happened?
Yeah.
And got a little of the information then, but unfortunate. But again, we do have some decent information. I trust that's up on the Facebook page.
Absolutely. I remember this morning, Jeff, the video has been posted of the crime of the week that was filmed earlier this week. It was aired again last night. They're always aired on Wednesday nights at 5, 9, and 10 on Channel 10 and Channel 15. And then again, they will be aired on Thursday nights on KATC Channel 3.
There you go. So, again, that's the featured crime of the week. Give them a call at 364-TIPS. But, again, even though you may see those featured crimes, keep in mind TIPS welcome on any possible criminal activity, warrants, like you say, anything. Don't hesitate to call. Not too big, not too small of a tip.
Exactly, unless it is in progress.
Right.
If any crime is in progress, contact the sheriff's office immediately. If it's an emergency, always dial 911. But Crime Stoppers is here for crimes that have been committed, not that are being committed.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Once again, remind us what it is you do want from the Facebook page and what you don't need.
Well, togetherness is definitely what we need. And it's been getting a lot better over the past several days. If you got cameras at your residence, at your business, whatever it may be, that you see some criminal activity occurring, whether it be somebody pulling on your door handle, of your vehicle in your driveway, all the way up to maybe if they shattered your window. Let's get their faces on Facebook and show these 11,100 members the faces of these criminals.
Very good. Speaking of those 11,000 plus, 11,126 right there, we encourage those folks to donate. And Wynn, remind us how folks can donate to the GoFundMe page.
We have a GoFundMe page that was recently started off maybe less than a month ago, and it has been very successful. And if they'll get on our website or on Facebook, it's all printed out right there. Stephen explained it to me once and I got it down. Anyone can do it.
There
it's
you
very
go.
Easy.
There you
just
go.
Just fill in the blanks and it's a done deal.
Excellent. So again, obviously it's the donations that drive the reward money that hopefully motivate folks to offer up some tips. But you've also mentioned in the past where folks have said, I don't need a reward. I'm calling in because it's the right thing to do.
Absolutely. We have had several callers that have called in and stated that they did not want an identification number, which is what you're assigned when you call in your tip. They said they don't want a number. They don't want any money. They just want this person or these people to be put where they belong.
Yeah. So, again, for those, though, who have offered a tip and would like to get some reward money, that's okay, too.
Absolutely.
That's what the program's all about. And they should call the Thursday after the second Wednesday or any time after that date to check in just to see if the tip has garnered a reward.
That is absolutely correct. And we've had some callers call in already asking about the cases that they've called in. When you initially call with your tip, you are assigned a special number, and that's going to be your caller number. That's the only thing that we know you by. You're not going to give your name, you're not going to give your address, you're not going to give your phone number. Our caller IDs are blacked out, so we can't get your phone number. At the end of the conversation that we have, again, you'll be speaking with a live person every single time, whether it be me, Monday through Friday, or our Crime Stoppers USA Incorporated call center after hours. You will never speak to or have to listen to a robot. You're going to get a live person to answer the phone every single time. But at the end of the phone call, you'll receive a caller ID number, and that's the number that you have to remember. Write it down. Don't forget it. And the second Thursday of the month, give that tips line a call back. Remember your number. Let us know your number. We'll look up the incident and let you know if an arrest was made in that tip that you gave.
Yeah, and again, don't be bashful about calling back. Maybe a month later, maybe something happened. You know, a month later, maybe.
Of course,
you never know.
Because I mean, if you call right now, it's 11:23. I see on your clock on the desk here, 11:23. You call me. No arrest has been made. Come 11:30, I might get a call from, let's just say, the warrants division. Hey, I just picked this person up. They're in jail now. Boom. It could happen just like that. But definitely, I mean, give a few calls back.
Yeah. Very good. Anything else you want to offer up information about the program that maybe we haven't touched on in a while?
In order to obtain your reward money, of course, an arrest has to be made. Not a conviction, just an arrest. If that arrest is made and you call back with your call number, you will be given a specific set of instructions to follow in order to obtain your reward money and remain completely anonymous throughout the entire process.
Very good. Very good. Wynn, want to add anything before we let you guys go?
What he's talking about, the generosity from the people in this area, people turning down their reward, regardless of how large or small it is. It just kind of reminds me that when we started this program, when Mike started this program at the beginning of the year, how we thought maybe by toward the end of the year we'd have enough money to kick this off, what's been going on for 6 months. But through a lot of donations and very generous people in this area, we were able to do this maybe 6 months earlier than anticipated. So we really appreciate the help. It won't be long before we're going to be starting our own fundraisers.
Excellent. Again, appreciate the effort. Again, that TIPS hotline, 364-TIPS, 364-TIPS, 8477. On Facebook, Iberia Crime Stoppers, three words there. Online, www.iberiacrimestoppers.com. And if I remember right, the email address, Iberia Crime Stopper, without the S at the end, at AT&T.net.
That's correct. If I may add one more thing.
Please
real quick,
do.
Jeff.
We got time.
On the Facebook page, you'll notice the GoFundMe link. It's kind of posted everywhere. I posted it again on the Crime of the Week video today. Quick little portal. You click the blue little letters. It'll take you to the GoFundMe account. I have to thank each and every single person so far that has donated. We are at $525 right now. And I just want to urge everybody out there, every little bit counts because it all adds up, whether it be $1 or $1,000. It all adds up.
And again, those 11,000-plus Facebook followers, it would be great to see them step up and offer just a little bit, like you say. A little adds up, just like a small tip can add up to a big arrest. A small donation can add up.
Absolutely. And, I mean, we've had donations from $5 all the way up to $100. But even a single dollar... It all helps out. But I know and understand that some people might not be able to donate. But if you are a fan of the Facebook page and you're a member of our page, a share is worth more than you think.
Yeah.
If you can't donate, a simple share, that link goes a long way.
Very good. Very good. Understand Mike is recording this. Will this conversation be up on the website at some point?
Absolutely. It should be up right now. As soon as they pop up that... As soon as Mike hit that live stream button, it should have alerted all 11,000 people out there that Iberia Crime Stoppers is now live.
There we go. Let me see. Did I...
Maybe not.
No, I don't see it, but that doesn't mean...
Well, this is the first time we've ever used the live feature on Facebook. We got a learning curve here, Jeff.
Very good. But anyway, appreciate you guys coming by as always. Recap again real quickly the featured crime of the week.
Featured crime of the week once again is going to be a business burglary over at Duperior Marie Street at the Food and Fun Chevron. Three suspects shattered the front glass doors to the business with a brick. Took an unknown amount of items inside of the store and fled the scene. I want to note that as soon as a call was dispatched to two deputies, they were there within 1 minute of the call, but they had fled the scene already.
Gotcha. Any ID on the suspects, way to identify them?
Nothing at this point.
That's a shame.
It is.
They're getting smarter.
Well, unfortunately.
You know? It is a shame. But again, Wynn Murphy, board member of Iberia Crime Stoppers, Sergeant Stephen Gidry, and our photographer, Mike Bauer. Appreciate you guys coming by today.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Tesh Matters, 10 till 1 on Kane Radio, AM 1240.